Welcome to Rambam on the Line, in the third parak of Hilcha Shvisas Aser. The first halacha begins as follows. Halacha Aleph. Aser lichot b'yom ha-kippurim, ben b'chanin, ben b'tzainin. It is forbidden to bathe on Yom Kippur, whether it be in hot water or cold water, ben kol gufay, ben ever echad, whether it be his whole body or one member of his body, afilu etzbektana aser l'hashit b'mayim. Even a small finger, it is forbidden to dip in water. However, a king and a newlywed bride are permitted to wash their faces. Why? The Rambam explains. Kala, a bride, why is she permitted? In order that she should not become repulsive in her husband's eyes, the hamelech and a king is permitted, in order that we should see him in his beauty. As it says in Pasuk, melech b'yofyav techzenu einecha. A king in his beauty shall your eyes see. The atkama nikas kala, and how long after a marriage is he considered a newlywed bride? Atshloishim yoim, till 30 days has passed. Halacha beis, the second halacha. Misha hayim aluchlich b'tzayoy tit. If one has become soiled with excrement or mud, reichitz mekayim atinayfis kedarkei, he is permitted to wash the area that has become soiled. Ve'ena chayshish, and he does without any hesitation. Umedicha isha yada achas b'mayim, and a woman is permitted to dip one hand in water when a senes pas latinik, and she may give a child a slice of bread. V'hachoyle reichitz kedarkei, and a sick person can wash in the usual manner. Afalpisha ena mesukin, even though he is not dangerously ill. V'chol chayve tefilos tovlim kedarkim, and all people that have to undergo a immersion tovlim kedarkim are permitted to immerse themselves in the usual manner. Whether it be on Tisha B'Av or whether it be in the day of Yom Kippur. Halacha Gimel, the third halacha. Mi shera'o kerev bizman hazeh. Whoever sees an emission of semen nowadays, b'yom ha-kippurim, is im lachu, if it is still moist, mekanech b'mapa v'dayot. He is permitted to wipe it with a towel, and that is sufficient. V'im yofish hu, oishin es lachlech. However, if it has become dried or it has soiled his body, reichitz mekaymes hamaluchlachim, he is permitted to wash the soiled areas, buvad, alone, umispawel, and he is allowed to pray afterwards. Ve'otzulay lichitz kol gufoy oylitboil, and a person is not permitted on Yom Kippur to wash his whole body or to immerse himself, she'ein ha'tovel b'zman hazeh tor mipnei tumas nes. Because nowadays, whoever immerses himself never becomes clean from the tumah of a dead person. And washing ourselves nowadays from seeing an emission for the purpose of prayer is only a custom. And a custom does not have the power to nullify something which is already forbidden. It only has the power to make forbidden something which is otherwise permitted. And our sages did not say that one who sees an emission in Yom Kippurim needs tevila, ella kishetiknu tevila levalakar kerayim. Only in the times when they did institute the din of immersion for balik kerayim. Ukrabi arnu, and we already explained in Hilchas Krishna, shabbat lo takana zu, that this takana that Ezra made was nullified. Halacha Dalad, the fourth halacha. Tit shehulach b'yaiser, mud that is so moist, kedei sheniach odom olav, v'sala b'olach luchis, that if a person would place his hand on it, he would become so moist, shim hidbik oisli yoda acheres, and that he would place it onto his other hand, titbak b'olach luchis, the moisture would come in contact with it, is osulei shelodav. He is forbidden to sin on it on Yom Kippur. Lo yimali odom klei cheres mayim, a person is forbidden to fill up a earthenware keli with water, v'itztanemboy, and use it to cool himself off, sh'amayim nescholem midofnav, because the water oozes out from the walls of the keli. Afilu kli matkes aser, even a metal vessel is forbidden. Shema yinotsu mayim al basari, because we are afraid that water will splash over on his body. U'mutal etztanem bepedis, however, with cold fruit, one is permitted to keep himself cold, because no moisture comes out of the peiris. Halacha hei, the fifth halacha. Lokeich odem et pachas me'erev yom kippurim. A person is permitted to take a towel on Yom HaKippurim in the eve of Yom Kippur. The Shoyde Oisa B'mayim, and he soaks it in water, U'menakva Miat, and he soaks it out a little, U'menichoy Tachas Abgodim, and he puts this towel under some clothes, all this on Erev Yom Kippur, U'lamachar, and the next day on Yom Kippur, Mavir Alpanav, he's allowed to wipe this towel on his face, Ve'eno Choshesh, without any hesitation, because now it's completely dry and it's not moist. The Apopishi Yesh Bekor Harbe, even though it has, it is very cold. Halacha Vav, the sixth halacha. Ha'hoylech lehakpil b'nei rabbi. Somebody who is going to greet his master, or p'nei aviv, or his father, or mishu gadol b'menei b'chochma, or anybody that is superior to him in wisdom, or likus b'beis hamedrash, or to study in the beis hamedrash, over b'mayim atzavarei, he's permitted to wade in the water until his neck, v'ein ha'chayshish, without any hesitation. The oisa mitzvah shaholach la'asaisa, and he's allowed to do a mitzvah that he set out to do, the chayza b'mayim l'mkoymei, and he's even allowed to go back in the same water back to his place. Shim lo satel lo izlaser, because if we will not permit him to go back in the same water, is ein ha'chayshish, he will not go out initially to do the mitzvah. The nimtza nishlam in a mitzvah, and it'll come out that he failed to perform his religious duty. V'chein ha'holach lishma peresav, also someone who went to keep watch on his produce, oiver b'mayim atzavarei v'enechayshis, he is permitted to wade in water up to his neck without any hesitation. U'bilvad, providing shelo yotzi yedeihem mitachas shulei mileihem, that he is not allowed to have his hands protrude from under the hem of his robe, kederach she'osim b'chol, in the manner that we normally do on the week. Halacha Zayin, the seventh halacha. Asur linoy minol v'sandal afilu b'ragla achas. It is forbidden on the day of Yom Kippur to wear leather shoes or sandals, even on one foot only. U'mutar lotzeis v'sandal shel sham. However, it is permitted to wear sandals made out of bamboo, v'shel gmi, and of reed grass, u'chayotzboi, and anything of that type of material. V'chayrech odem beged al raglus chayotzboi, and a person is permitted to wrap around cloth on his foot, sharek shi ha'aretz magia l'raglav, because the hardness of the earth reaches his foot, umargish hu yochev, and he feels that he is barefooted. Hatinoikis, the small children, afal pishahim utarim b'achilu ufishisiyya, even though they are permitted to eat and drink, urechitza v'sicha, and washing and anointing, moinim oisa mimino ha'sandal, we do not allow them to wear leather shoes or sandals. It is permitted on Yom Kippur for a person to wear leather shoes for fear of scorpions and the like, against the precaution of being stung. V'hachaya, and a woman who has just given birth, is permitted to wear leather shoes because of fear of being chilled, 30 days after childbirth, and a sick person, is also permitted, even though he does not have a dangerous type of illness. Halacha test, the ninth halacha. It is just as forbidden to anoint part of the body as it is your whole body. Bein sicha shel tainug, whether the anointing is one of pleasure, bein sicha sheina shel tainug, whether the anointing is one that does not give any pleasure. The im hayachayla, and if this person was an ill person, afa pishayin b'sakana, even though it is not a dangerous illness, or sheyesh lechatotim b'roshay, or he has scabs on his head, soch kedarka v'yena chayshish, he is permitted to anoint himself in the ordinary way without any hesitation. Halacha Yud, the tenth halacha. Yesh mekoymes shenahagu lahadlikas haner b'leilu yom kippurim. It has been the custom in some places to light the candle in the night of Yom Kippur, kedeshi yilei b'yishis panim ishtay, in order that the person should have a feeling of shame, v'lo yovel l'dei sash mishamita, and it would prevent the husband from indulging in marital relations. V'yesh mekoymes shenahagu shiloy lahadlik, and in some places it is the custom not to light a candle, shemeyira yishtay, because he would look upon his wife, v'tisachem b'yenav, and she would be attractive to him, v'yovelidei tashmish, and he will come to have marital relationships. However, if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, Chayovim Hakol Hadlik B'chol Mokim, everyone is obligated to light a candle in wherever he may be. Shadlokas Tev Shabbos Chayvei, because lighting a candle on Shabbos is an obligation.